This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. The most important piece of advice ever to be delivered to mankind is made up of two simple words. If you have that, you have everything. If you don't have that, you have nothing. So what are these two words? Subhanallah, what is the most important piece of advice ever to be delivered to mankind? Well, Allah has mentioned it repeatedly. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has mentioned it repeatedly. Those of the previous scriptures have had their messengers come to them and repeat the same two words again and again. It has been addressed to the believers as well as to mankind at large, believing or non-believing, because with this, we will succeed ultimately, and without it, we will fail. So what are these two words? The second word is the term, the word Allah, which is referring to Allah Almighty, the one who made you, the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer, the provider, the protector, etc. The one in absolute control of every aspect of your existence, Allah. That's the second word. So what's the first, and how will it so quickly make up the most important piece of advice ever? Well, it's as follows. Ittaqullaha. Wow, simple as that. Ittaqullah. We hear the term ittaqullah. People say ittaqillah, ittaqullah, etc. Allah addresses it to the believers many times in the Quran. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha. O you who believe, ittaqullah. Then Allah says, Ya ayyuhannasu ittaqu rabbakum. O people, ittaqu rabbakum. You know, have taqwa of the one who made you, the one who is in control of your entire existence, the one who feeds you, clothes you, etc. So what is the meaning of the term taqwa? It's so important. Taqwa, some say, is the fear of Allah. Well, that is a very narrow meaning, and it could be perhaps worded much better and more correctly. Because when you are scared of someone, one might say that is an element of fear, to be scared. Are you going to worship Allah because you're scared of Him? No. You're going to worship Allah because you love Him and because you're afraid of making Him angry or upset. You're afraid of His wrath, His anger. You're afraid of His punishment. So when you worship Allah out of the love of Allah, you've automatically created a barrier between you and His anger or His punishment. And this is why Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says, taqwa is to create a barrier between you and the punishment of the Almighty by obeying the instructions of Allah and by staying away from the prohibitions. As simple as that. So a broader term and a more correct way of explaining it would be, O you who believe, be conscious of your Lord. Be conscious of Allah. Develop the correct relationship with Him. Because taqwa is a lifetime of relationship. That's what it is. In everything there will be taqwa. There will be the relationship with Allah. So develop the correct relationship with Allah. When something comes in your direction, treat it in a way that is pleasing to Allah. That is taqwa. You're always conscious of the fact that you're returning to Allah. You're going to be answerable to Allah. So you won't harm someone who's weak, someone who works for you, someone who's poor, your spouse, perhaps any person that you consider weaker than you. You would never harm them and you would never wrong them. You wouldn't steal or cheat or deceive because you're conscious of the fact that you're going back to Allah and He is going to hold you accountable for everything. There are people who think they're going to get away with things that are wrong here on earth when they do that against others. But Allah says, you know what, we're watching, we know. Our messengers have taken record of what you've done and you are going to come back to us. And perhaps even before you come back to us, we may mete out that punishment. So my brothers, my sisters, that is taqwa. Wasiyyatullahi lil-awwaleena wal-akhireen. It is the instruction of Allah for those before and those who are going to come after. To the first and to the last, starting from Adam, going all the way down to the last of humankind. It is the most powerful piece of advice ever. Ittaqullah. Develop the correct relationship with He who made you, because you have no option but to do that. You've got no other option. He who made you, you're going to go back to Him, the wisest thing you could ever do. Develop a good relationship with Him. How do I do this? Well, I need to be a good person. I need to make sure I follow good instructions. And I need to make sure that I stay away from harm and evil and that which is wrong. And I worship the Almighty in a correct manner. I also need to make sure that I seek forgiveness a lot. When we seek the forgiveness of Allah, often we will definitely become from those who are conscious of Allah. I say, "Oh Allah, forgive my shortcomings." Why do I say that? Because I'm conscious of the fact that I'm going to return to you one day, and I know I want to please you. I worship you because I love you. And I'm doing what I'm doing in terms of goodness because I just want to be in good books with you. And I will abstain from evil because I don't want to earn your anger. I really don't want to earn your anger. Nor do I want to be astray. And that's why in Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening surah of the Quran, the Almighty says in the last verse of it that not those who you have, who you are angry with, nor those who are astray. You know, neither those who have earned your anger, nor those who have gone astray. We want the path of those whom you have favored. So my brothers and sisters, whenever you think about the most powerful piece of advice you could give anyone, or anyone could give you, or that has been given in the past, or that will be given in the future, the most powerful is ittaqullah. Develop the correct relationship with Allah. May Allah grant us that opportunity. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.